Yeah, I'm back, nigga. Fuck niggas is talking about. Fuck all that who the best shit. This and that. Y'all know what the fuck it is with me. Ah. The butcher coming, nigga. Yo, last year was about branding. This one about expanding. Caught a flight to Cali, May 24, I landed. This rap shit easy, tell the truth, I can't stand it. If I ain't had these F's, I put a brick in transit. Ask about me, all I did was get advice from niggas who sellin' white. Threw the money on the table before the plug set the price. I was eager, ain't no tomorrows, I could be dead tonight. I was seasoned like pad leather, Jordan 11 Mike. I need a trunk full of cash, my foot stuck to the gas. That's a buck in the stash, doing a buck and a half. I hung with hustlers, guys who sold hundreds of bags. They front you so many onions that'd come with a jag. The life of niggas who live it, the price for niggas who did it. Hoes fall in love when you look like a nigga who get it. I know how I feel when they don't like that you did it different, cause they dick riding trends just like them niggas you mimic. Yeah, I was young in my prison phases. How you know you really gangster? Jail cells while I learned decision making. 50 grand in the refrigerator, living room, killers waiting. Plastic on the floor like we renovating. This not for kids, so you gotta excuse it. Y'all don't spend enough on guns, but a lot with the jeweler. I spent a bunch on guns and a lot with the jeweler. They bought a crib for my bitch and gave a block to my shooters. Who you know that tow Glocks and sold rocks to abusers? The dead record breaking numbers, broke locks for the movement. That was me, with no pops, my coke spots was exclusive. Walk around with this froze watch, cause no ops wanna do it. Let's go, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? Eastside Buffalo shit, nigga. Montana shit. 1300 shit. Free all my niggas, free my nigga C's, free my nigga duffel bag, free my cousin Dap. You know how we do this shit, Big Griselda, Big BSF, nigga. My nigga Hit Boy on the track, nigga. We smoking shit, nigga. Huh. Fuck, nigga. Griselda, Griselda.
All right. Hello, hello. Hope everybody's having a great evening. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Not the normal radio show going on right now. I'm currently subbing for Baby Got Track. Great name for a radio show, by the way. Huge props to them. But this is exciting for me, because if anybody actually tunes into my show Strange Waves, you will be familiar with the fact that I cannot play explicit music. That changes tonight, as I'm sure you just heard, with Benny the Butcher's Burden of Proof. Great album, great track, too. I am joined tonight by one of my good friends, Autumn Malone. Say hi.
Hello.
Sounding great on air. We're just going to play some good music, hopefully have some good conversations, chop it up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little choppage.
And yeah, we'll see where the night takes us. I have been making a huge push to be listening to exclusively rap over the winter that is in the line of, you know, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, West Side Gun. I know I just named Griselda, but like Griselda, Pusha T, that kind of like coke rap, as it's called. It's gonna be a coke rap winner. So we're gonna get into some more of that. This is one of my favorite tracks from this year. We have Hell on Earth Part 2 with West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, and hope you guys enjoy.
The Oklahoma, a pale heart. I'm Dale Earnhardt with a smoking motor.
full of Costa Nostra. Did it my way. I got the most of these coaching vultures. You gotta pay me what you owe. Or nope, I won't consult you. I did more numbers with half your budget. I hope it woke you. I put a brick on my block in a yacht in an open ocean. A felon, I've been convicted. Irrelevant what I'm spending. But what matter is, I'm doing better than was predicted. Should've got a Grammy nod, but fuck it though, cause Royce and Freddie family ties. Frank Lucas video, the Miami vibe. This life crazy. Every minute someone recording you. They ask me if I feel famous now. Nigga, of course I do. Corporate moves, my office and my business resources group. Took the long road, you niggas looking for shortcuts through. Expose who? Nigga, I'm hood as a gold tooth. Hold two joints in a whip when I roll through the toll booth. I heard the albums niggas just put out. It old cute, but I'm the best. TT3, BOP, those proof. The
look,
butcher, nigga.
Draw and pack fives, gun metal, sun special. Used to serve, yay. Wordplay on big fun level. Smoke come out the barrel when the gun settle. Know some gangsters in Arizona playing the field like a sun devil. I put some diamonds in Hun Bezel with them yellow. I got a shooter in New York, I call him Young Mellow. I got some rope in a trunk, tape and one shovel. Long money, talking billions, nigga, and I want several. Ain't worried about them niggas, all them niggas puss. Niggas dig Ryan rap, it's real hard to get a look. I used to hustle on Doe Street, the carbon in the bush. Bagging up at the fiend house, she shooting doggy in her foot. I bought some water, watch how salty niggas look. Sneak this, the same niggas used to call me for a hook, right? I thought these niggas crooks, why all these niggas shook? Griselda, we took shit over, like, how long it really took? Look, my city is the wildest, I know niggas up in Hollis. Spin a yard, pull up bar, bigger zigga dollar. And lately I've been getting bigger dollars, talking digits with the commas. If it's smoke, we spinning, bitch, I promise. Look, ducking and hiding only get you bigger problems. Cause if it take too long to find you, then we visiting your mama, nigga. Yeah, I know them killers up in Dallas. Street nigga for real, boy, my trigger finger callous. I see they pictures, them niggas need a stylist. People riding my dick, leaving opinions in my comments, nigga. I get my chef on, any career I step on. The fuck I look like putting the dress on? Fucking crazy, nigga. Machine, bitch.
Out your fucking mind.
All right, so that was Hell on Earth Part 2 from West Side Gun featuring Benny the Butcher and Conway the Machine. Up next, we're going to get into one of Auden and I's personal favorites. I'm not a huge Dreamville guy overall, but I did really like Revenge of the Dreamers 3, and this is one of the better songs off that album. This is 1993. Enjoy.
About me, niggas know not to. Niggas know. Fuck.
I'm drunk at a party and put down my cup. The fuck in my water. I pick the shit up, then drink out the water and threw the shit up. It's ash in my cup. I'm mad as a mug.
I push pack like USPSUS, a BX.
Hey, yo, shut the fuck. Hey, don't even rap, nigga. You. Hey, hold on. Hold the fuck up, nigga.
Tell me why you wanna come get high tonight. I only got one reason, I'm top dog tonight. I left the bras bra in my room and I got caught tonight. Drunk and partying, slobbering, another sloppy night. Always fight with my mama, but look, on Molly night. I'll call her when I'm a baller, I promise that I'm a spoiler. Until then, I'ma ignore you, it's nothing personal. I'm just trying to fuck a couple girls and go. Can't do that while I'm on the phone. I'm not a mother's boy, I'm a motherfucker.
Hold on, nigga. Can I smoke? Can I smoke? Can I smoke, nigga?
Roll up, if I need a drink, let's get fucked up. Roll up, if I need a drink, let's get fucked up. Roll up, if I need a drink, let's get fucked up. Roll up.
Yeah. Sitting sideways, side stepping side, bitches side eyes, light skin, knee stitches, mind your business is slurring, my verbiage is surfing, no turf, and my girl dripping dirty, whispers in my ear. I don't mumble, ABC away about the combo, looking for sluts, oh, I know a couple.
Bro, hey, nigga, come on, like, stop rapping, start passing. Like, can I, nigga, bro,
fuck, bro.
Roll up,
if I'm gonna drink up, let's get fucked up.
Look,
Okay, the weed so strong, it got me scratched. The scratch so strong, it got me weak, yeah. I'm so on it, threw me off, yeah. I'm so obvious indeed, yeah. I threw up after my threes. I'm on my threads, had to leave the crime scene like criminals do. She wanna come to my crib and give me a genital smooch. Typical, typical, get the pickle and skididdle, skedaddle.
I sling clean like a lasso.
The mean king saved the queen from the castle. I grabbed the saddle, prisoner to prescription. It's chained shackle, Jack Daniels shot it trying to tell
my motherfucker, hey, didn't I say, nigga, hey, we can't rap, nigga, we smoking weed. Stop rapping, nigga, this is not a rap session. We getting hard.
If I smoke a blunt right now, I'ma be on 285 with my pants pulled down around my ankles. Still no stranger to the blunt smoke, gun smoke. You niggas don't want smoke, no guts like that swisher. We just smoke, we cut those niggas.
Wait, 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 hold on, wait, 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 hey, wait. Shh. Wait, 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 okay, Watson, Watson, stop. Cause this nigga J. Cole, he didn't.
Jermaine Cole is a person.
Jermaine Cole.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna stop this. I'm just gonna break this rap, and we're gonna talk about something that we were just talking about during the break. Actually, we're both taking anthropology classes. Think on a
big
bit.
Big fan.
Of, yeah.
My first anthropology course, and I'm a huge fan, especially in the STS department, Science and Technological Studies.
Yeah, this was my first anthro class too, but I'm taking anthro of environment. And you're taking...
I'm taking Anthropology of Science and Technology. Highly recommend. With Nick Seaver. Great professor.
I've heard great things about Seaver.
Yeah. No, he's... Yeah.
But we both read Donna Haraway.
Yeah.
Who is... No. I mean, just talk about it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. No, Donna Haraway, she was in the realm of feminist science, which is not... It's more progressive science. Feminist was just sort of attached as a label to it. But she was a huge advocate at sort of abandoning the scientific method, which we think of as like objective, falsifiable, all that stuff. But she sort of pointed out the flaws, and the main one being that researchers nowadays, and at her time, which is about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, sort of gave off the illusion of what we think of as objectivity, being sort of like, you know, unbiased.
Yeah.
In all of our research.
This is the one thing that anthropology has taught me more than anything else, that especially as a history major, I need to keep this in the front of my mind probably for the rest of the time that I study it, is that history and poli-sci are obsessed with being... that they have the objective answer and that they have human nature, especially philosophy too. We have human nature figured out, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then you read these pieces from all around the world and it puts into perspective, A, just how big the world is, and B, that our way of looking at things is, I mean, I would go as far as to say is significantly more narrow than a lot of other
places
in the world.
It's just one of many. Like that's like the big truth of all of this is that we imagine America as this sort of like epitome of scientific discovery and all that stuff, but our perspective, we've been influenced by our culture, by our families a whole lot, and so we have to realize, and this is what Donna Haraway was really advocating for, we have to realize that our perspectives are one of many, and not only that, but we need to like specifically acknowledge the differences in perspectives and maybe the shortcomings even of our own perspective when we decide to publish scientific, so-called scientific findings and papers like that.
I think the craziest thing to me is that when you look at it on paper, America being this melting pot and not really having like, it has an identity, but like the American identity is just this weird amalgamation of many others.
Right.
You would think on paper like, oh, this is going to be like open and accepting to other stuff because it's, you know, the culmination of so many other cultures,
yeah,
and peoples, and it's just the complete opposite.
Right. No, like in the same class, Anthropology of Science and Technology, we just read a paper about indigeneity, right? Like the idea of what indigenous means. And, you know, it's hard. A lot of it is sort of self-ascribed, right? Like how you fit in to your culture, how you fit into the daily life of your hometown. But now with stuff like, you know, 23andMe and Ancestry, we can sort of like figure out the biological, again, objective, our objective ethnicity, and sort of like how that affects our identity. And a lot of the time, is what they've found is a lot of the time, we sort of overplay those like diverse aspects of our genetic makeup that, you know, wouldn't have come forth had we not had the opportunity to like be genetically tested.
And so the crazy thing for me is like, I'm adopted, so I have absolutely zero frame of reference to like what my, I guess, genetic identity would be.
Have you taken a 23andMe?
I've done Ancestry.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of other people, I don't know, for me, it wasn't like that big of a thing, right? Because like my parents had told me, you know, you come from Italian and British descent, which to me just signals like, okay, I got some Scandinavian in me, got some like just a mix of just like average white type of, you know, genetics. And I don't know, I think just for me, it was interesting to like be raised in a household with like its own identity, which is like, you know, a heavily Jewish one.
Yeah.
And partially Middle Eastern because of my dad's side.
And that's the same identity I have too.
And so like, I don't know, to like not actually be born with that genetics, but feel like so ingrained in this kind of identity. Like people have literally doubted whether I'm Jewish because I just have like such like Anglo-Saxon type features.
Yeah.
Which has always been really funny to me.
Right. And so the context of these articles that we read had to do with white supremacy, and not, first of all, not condoning white supremacy.
Oh God.
Just put that out there. Just to make sure that listeners realize that stuff's messed up.
More than messed up.
But in terms of white supremacy, like how does a person react when they sort of think of themselves as a pure white person of the Aryan race and they take one of these tests? And they're like, oh, you're 15% North African. And what like researchers saw was like a complete panic. Like, what do I do? Like, am I still a part of this? And the community would usually either like sort of help them out and be like, oh, no, like it's fine. Like Egyptians are still blah, blah, blah. Like they're still technically from the
They'd find excuses to fit within their own rhetoric.
You either find excuses to remain within the group, or you just get entirely rejected. Like people are just like, get out of the group now. I'm like messaging the heads of the whatever Facebook group. Like it was just such a mixed response, which I found was especially interesting just because, like, you know,
I gotta acknowledge though, right? And I think it's important that we acknowledge this, that this stuff is very interesting to study, but from our perspectives where it isn't really a threat to us.
Oh, totally.
Like,
no,
we're like,
this is on the same vein as Donna Haraway, right?
Yeah.
Like, we get to like talk about this stuff because we're not of a minority that's targeted by these terrible, terrible groups. And that's, I guess a privilege in a way, right?
It is. I mean, it is just it's outright a privilege. Yeah. And I don't know. I think that's something else that anthropology is really shaking up for me, is that I've had a lot of comfort sitting in this position, being able to kind of study this from this white, affluent academic lens. And a lot of the writers we were reading from completely shook that up. And I think that is like one of the most valuable things I could have gotten from
the course. Totally valuable. And you should realize what position you're sitting in when you're talking about this stuff, when you're analyzing it.
Perspective is everything.
Yeah, totally.
But you know what? Going on for 8 minutes about anthropology and...
I'm happy we did too.
And you know what? I think the person who we're going to play next probably would have enjoyed that conversation as well. This has become one of my favorite songs recently. I've known about it forever. I mean, this mixtape is absolutely infamous, 1999 by Joey Badass, but World Domination, which is coming up, has been on my rotation for the past 2 weeks, like pretty much constantly.
Yeah.
So
don't blame you.
Let's get into it.
What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah. puffing on stramonium. Underground like potholes, but go with fly soul. These bars like art and Smithsonian. These roaches for custodians, homeless men, horny overgen dude. Rise at my laptop looking at Refalopian too. They like your Joey, you rule. I'm like, if only you knew. I'm only in school for cosmology, that's why I act as lonely as you. You see, I'm wise behind my ears and my peers, so my voice over the snares is the only way they hear. But I got behind my membrane, but I've been smoking chem strain. So lately I've been having hard times with remembering. But be patient, my studies prove Egyptians ain't shit. Cause I believe that we could be like Neo in the Matrix. But fuck it, I'm erratic, mama locked me in the attic. Please, till I draw on the static and my somatic anatomy and come out imputed with fusions of blueprints and illmatics. I've been going raw, this is how I feel rapping. We get y'all certain tactics, so y'all can't even gas us. We taught you how to be prepared, but still attacking the masses. Y'all better get y'all gases, cause we about to annihilate
the new Babylon Empire.
My empire gates in the Empire State. I'm on a higher platform, look at the way they platform. Never fuck with phony men, cause I don't like my back torn. Nigga, ask Quan, it's that top rhyme that you ain't used to. Keep it neutral to school, and then tell them no beef like noodles. Keep it neutral, just so you can scoop. I tell them no beef like noodles. It's world domination, nation. You tuned into my station. Always got the doobie in the motherfucking nation. Always got the trees, so what the fuck you mean I ain't about to rise to the top with my fucking team? World domination, nation. You tuned into my station. Always got the doobie in the motherfucking nation. Always got the trees, so what the fuck you mean I ain't about to rise to the top with my fucking team?
Yo, who the fuck passed you the mic?
All right, that was World Domination from Dre Badass off of 1999, produced by the one, the only Daniel Dumoulin, MF Doom. Great song. I'm trying to think about what we get into next. I mean, million options here. You know what? I am really feeling this new Earl Sweatshirt single. So we're going to listen to 2010 by Earl Sweatshirt.
Huh. I'ma need a bigger bag for the cohort. Tryna make a millionaire out of slum dogs. Bet that head crack blunt force. Cozy with the East Africans up north. Where seven make a three, turn a ten by law. Crescent moon wink when I blinked, it was gone. Left the crib smack, no sheath on the sword. Made it by the skin on my teeth, thank God. 03, mama rockin' Liz Claiborne. Had her stressing up the wall playing Mary J songs. Rainy day came, couldn't rinse the stains off. Long way to go, we already came far. Story stayed the same, it was never made up. Threw me loose change, look at what I made of it. When the mood change, I'ma poker face him. It's a new day, who got all the aces? Who be folding late, who know when to play dead? Who sit up straight when the roof caved in? Had a full play, you ain't wanna split it. Told your teeth straight, you ain't wanna listen. Cup running over the brim. Bus open, there's no closing the lid. Drum roll, here go my little entrance. Gung-ho, I'm the one that go get it. Five O's on me like the Olympics. Pure gold, something told me don't mix it. Caught a feeling, mama had me out temple. Not religious, we was really out Philly. Living on the fly, trying wing it. We got us a fire to rekindle. Redirect the fight where it's meant for. Triumph over plight and immense loss. Right alone at night, I get clear thoughts. Caught a couple slice and I veered off. Saw another height, had my ears popped. Walked outside, it was still gorgeous. Sharp insides was revealed slowly. In the dark inside, we was real hungry. On the seven of the five, we was real hungry. Niggas still drumming. Foot shook ground when I stepped on it. Didn't look back when I broke soil. Cause every time I did, it would hurt more. In the dark inside, we was real hungry. On the seven of the five, we was real hungry. And I didn't look back when I broke soil. Cause every time I did, it would hurt more.
All right, that was 2010 by Earl Sweatshirt. Probably my not my favorite single that's dropped this year, but one of them. Love that song. Up next, we're going to have one more song before our PSA, and it's actually going to be a song that I showed Auden over the summer. Feelings on Genesis Owosu.
Oh, man. Oh, man. This put me on. Genesis Owosu, you guys have to listen. One of my roommates was literally telling me today, like, I started listening, I'm obsessed, so... Yeah, no.
Who started listening?
It was Craig.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense. That was my first.
Craig,
guess.
By the way, Wednesdays bi-weekly 2 a.m. DJ Daw.
I have been singing the praises of Smiling with No Teeth on my show without actually being able to play most of it. But if you are a rap and R&B fan and just I guess general just good music enjoyer,
no, he knows how to like. Incorporate everything.
Yeah, it is one of the most diverse rap albums I've heard in a very long time.
It's and hard to even call it rap.
Like, yeah, parts just... of it are just not even rap. But he's an awesome guy. Can't wait to see him live. That show's gonna be God. I mean like it's gonna be small. It's gonna be small and tickets so are gonna be excited. Cheap. It's gonna be great.
We gotta gatekeep, but yeah.
Gotta gatekeep a little bit. Oh, we're getting another call. I'm gonna put on the song and try to screen this caller. Alright. Enjoy everybody.
Wanna know who he be? Devil with a dove and a bun and a dream and a manicure nail as I drown in the deep. I wanna meet, move like a freak. I'm a believer. She sounds sweet. I say, oh gracias, baby. We do our dance, yes, baby. You paint your love just like a brush. I hang with Basquiat, baby. And now if you come here with me, then I got nothing to prove. Your hips roll just like a wave. I'm trying to see just what you do.
Spend all of my money. All of my money, all of my money, all of my time. Could spend all of my money, all of my money, all of my money, all of my time. Good times, let it go. Sun shine when you walk. Hot times, let it roll. Sun shine when you walk.
Calculating my pride, I say I wish she was mine, and she say,
I know.
Now you had all of my time. Who slow you dripping the wine, and I'm it by your design, and she say,
I know.
Now I hit or I either miss. Leg on defeat my kiss, transform my heart to Swiss. Say the beach make me reminisce, sangria scent to kiss. See you within the mist.
God, played that song way too many times this summer and it's still good
every time.
So we're gonna have our wonderful guest read the PSA. Auden, take it away.
I'm taking it away. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free. Emphasis on free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus. If you're on campus, super close of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, and you can also call 617-627-3518 to just check it out.
All right. Thank you for the PSA. I'm going to go ahead and try to screen this caller again. For whatever reason.
Hello?
I'm not getting you on the phone.
I'm not getting anybody.
All right. Just hang up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The phone system does not seem to be working at the moment.
Anything else on that PSA?
I mean, besides the fact that this has been a public service message from WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, I got nothing else. That's
can't forget it. You can't forget that this was brought to you as a public educational message. See anything cool there? Have you ever been to the art gallery?
I am planning on going on Sunday. I'm currently taking an Armenian art history class with Professor Christina Maranchi.
Just continues to have the most interesting class schedule.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you ever need advice, I'll get you no classes on Friday and just the best schedule possible. I'm taking this Armenian art history class, and they have an exhibit on sort of early Christian Armenian textiles going on right now, and it ends in less than a week on December 5th, and they have a talk from the main curator at the Met, Helen Evans, and so I'm planning on going on Sunday. I also get a little extra credit. But, it should be very cool, and the class has been awesome. And, definitely check out the art gallery if you guys can.
Fascinating stuff. I think the most exciting thing I have coming up for one of my classes is we're in philosophy right now. We're on the unit of trust.
Yeah, that's a good
and
one.
The movie that my incredible professor decided to show for trust is The Thing.
Oh, and that's like the third time you've watched it this semester.
This is, it's in my top five, like, of all time. It's one of my favorite movies ever. If you know what it's about, you know that trust is the core element in it, aside from probably paranoia. But he pulled
paranoia has a lot to do with trust.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But he pulled the class and basically was like, you know, who's seen this movie? And of course, whenever he asks any of these questions, the only person who raises their hand is me. And so we've watched a couple other movies for class. Great picks. Only Lovers Left Alive and Do the Right Thing. Both great movies.
The Right Thing is so good.
Isn't it so good? But for this one, he decided to do a screening.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if a lot of people know what they're getting themselves into. All I'm going to say is when that dog transforms, I am going to be sitting there with the biggest smile on my face, watching everybody realize that they have just been shown one of the most gruesome movies of all time.
Yeah, well, respect to the professor, honestly.
He's the Ian Blaustein.
I've heard so many good things.
If you are listening to this, thank you for an amazing class. Took this class and I was considering minoring in philosophy. So we'll see what happens.
Guys, go take a philosophy course. You just gotta just do it.
I know,
or anthro, or both.
I know philosophy majors are kind of some, I don't want to say inaccessible people, but you know what I mean.
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad. Auden and I can attest to that, and the classes are genuinely some that will widen your worldview.
And you'll learn how to write.
And you'll learn how to read.
Yeah, no, I was illiterate before before I took intro to philosophy, and Professor Susan Hahn, she taught me my ABCs. She taught me my ABCs. So
on a real note, it teaches you how to better go through the system. I don't know why I'm saying that. It teaches you how to better read an article for the meat that's actually in it. Because philosophy papers can get very wordy for no reason.
Dense, yeah.
Dense to no end. And it teaches you how to sort out what's important in that. And I think that is a crucial skill for every single class you're going to take in college.
Entirely agree. I cannot agree more.
Yeah. But you know what else we can agree on?
What?
Isn't Black Balloons a great song?
Oh, love that song. Denzel's my man.
You know who's also my man? Flying Lotus.
Oh,
and so, imagine if, like, in a hypothetical universe.
Oh, right. Like a multiverse type
thing. Yeah, Flying Lotus actually produced Black Balloons instead of whoever originally
produced
it.
I wonder if we can listen to that right now.
So, crazy thing. I know this is going to blow your mind, but the multiverse is real, and I have this song pulled up on my computer.
Oh, my God.
So, we're going to get into it. This is Black Balloons reprised from my least favorite Flying Lotus album. Filmagra's kind of a mess, but this song is particularly good. So, if you're going to listen to it, listen to Black Balloons reprised. Here we go. Enjoy.
Let's take a night. The big bang happened when the black balloon ignited. I feel the pain shoulder to shoulder as I was knighted. The night turns to day and my days don't seem the brightest. It's like itis, I wanna take a bite of what life is. If the president fuck around and piss off ISIS, bury me in blueberry bills, jewels, and ISIS. Let's connect from mind to mind. Lies are on the rise, increasing bigger size. Start to victimize when evil's idolized. Inside my battered mind, I have visions of being broke. A broken man writing words of wisdom inside these notes. Shattered and lost, chattering talk, blabbering off. Grabbing the cross, telling Jesus nothing matters at all. The black balloon floats, the black balloon flies. The black balloon pops, the black balloon dies. I must be the black balloon in. The children of the world always meets a doom in. The earth will soon end. We all perish, all parents, all kids, all buried. Cemetery ceremonious, find me at my loneliest. Life is the ugliest bitch I ever messed with. But she quit the down that nut back like Nesquik. Never try to take my life, you get your chest hit. Counting paper with Nigeria till my flesh split. We all cry, the day the black balloon explode. We all die, nobody couldn't handle the truth. We all lie, then wait to see the real explode. Till then I kick that funky shit until my casket closed. We all cry, the day the black balloon explode. We all die, nobody couldn't handle the truth. We all lie, then wait to see the real explode. Till then I kick that funky shit until my casket closed. We all cry.
All right, that was Black Balloons reprised by Flying Lotus and Denzel Curry. I'm just going to say it. Denzel Curry is the best rapper to come out of Florida.
You can quote me on that. Florida doesn't have a lot to offer, I will say.
Hey, we got Space Ghost Perp, if you're familiar with Space.
You guys got alligators, the Everglades.
We had X, but he's kind of like the worst person ever. You heard it here first.
It is what it is.
Another great song. By Denzel Curry and JPEG Mafia and Zillikami of City Morgue fame will be coming up soon. But you know what I missed from last year?
What do you miss, Harrison?
I miss our TV binges. I really do.
I cannot believe.
Oh, what's this? I seem to be getting a call from my roommate, so I'm gonna go ahead and answer this.
There might be something wrong. We gotta.
Hey, Andres, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, are we on the air? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are live on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I wanna say that I like hearing the music you've been playing so far. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina originally.
Oh, Columbia. Shout out South Carolina. Actually not so much.
Tufts University. And I like hearing some of the new music sometimes. There's one thing I would like to say before I go into my song request. You guys were talking bad about philosophy majors, and I want to say that my daughter is a philosophy major.
Can I interrupt you for a second? I would just like to say that we said not all philosophy majors are bad.
Yeah, no, we don't want to.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I apologize for the perceived attack on your daughter. I would never dream of doing such a thing.
I'm a working man. I'm not a rich man. I get some of the financial aid thing, but I'm still paying a little bit out of pocket. So, you know, I kind of, it's a little bit of a sensitive for me.
I fully understand. You said you had a song request.
I do. I digress. I'm like a country boy. I like my country, but there's this new artist I've been listening to. He's called Blade E.
Of Drain Gang fame?
Yeah, you could say that I'm one of these drainers.
One of these drainers? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mock your accent, sir.
I want to hear about him. It's called I Chose to Be This Way by Blade E and 16-year-old, and my daughter showed me this song. and I'll really like it, and I would like all to hear it on the radio.
Well, sir, I'm going to sadly have to hang up on you, but I promise you, I Chose to Be This Way will be the next song played.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Sir, for someone who's from South Carolina and is also a Drainer, I have utmost respect for you, sir. Keep it going.
South Carolina's pretty tough.
Thank you.
Keep it going. And I hope that you enjoy the Drain Gang show when you go to it. I'm sure you're in attendance, correct?
Of course.
All right. Well, have a great night, sir.
Thank you kindly.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Apparently, there's a lot of Drainers in South Carolina, so we're going to listen to I Chose to Be This Way by Pleated 16-Year-Old. I would say enjoy, but Drain Gang is literally the worst thing ever.
16-Year-Old's a good name.
16-Year-Old, yeah, because the average Drainer is 16 years old. Yeah. Drum roll, whatever. All right, enjoy.
About it, toxic can't feel my lungs. I can think about it. It's only real for you. That's the thing about it. It's only real for you. It's only love for you. And I'll die about it. I know we're known. Don't be shy about it. I just know it all life. I can't cry about it. I just should be this way. Deny, don't play with me. Kinda think about it. Times I can't feel my lungs. I can't think about it. It's only real for you. That's the thing about it. It's only real for you. It's only love for you. And I'll die about it. I know we're alone. Don't be shy about it. I just know it all life. I can't cry about it. I just be this way. Deny, don't play with me.
I apologize for having to play Drain Gang on air. That should be illegal. It should be a war crime. I'm convinced.
Yeah, no, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah. Listen, Cloud Rap's great. Go listen to the first ASAP Rocky mixtape or Space Ghost. No, don't
just
listen.
Just anything besides what we
just said. Just anything besides Scandinavian Cloud Rap. Yeah, you heard me. I know you're still out there listening, Mr. Drainer from South Carolina.
At this point, offense to your daughter.
Honestly, yeah.
She's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, philosophy majors are terrible, and your daughter is one of them because she listens to Drain Gang.
Yeah, full offense.
Full stop. What have you been... You told me you got into Lewis Cole recently.
Oh. Oh, my God. He is just like... I mean, I'm not sure a lot of people have this story associated with getting into Lewis Cole, but, you know, Friday morning after Thanksgiving, you know, well, not morning, late morning. Therefore, I was eating leftovers, of course.
As you do.
Sitting there with my dad, connects to the Sonos system, you know, the little speakers in my dining room, and starts playing the first songs also off of Lewis Cole's most recent LP from 2019, starting with like some live stuff. It's just like, I mean, it's similar to Genesis Owusu in the way that like, he just incorporates everything, like the ability to have like almost a full orchestra with a horn section, a string section, and then have, I assume, what is this like little mixer, right? Like this little mixer that like, you know, you can play around with, but it's pretty limited, and he can still make these incredible sounds and sequences that like, just like, are so funky and like, make you actually want to move, and like it's just
you know I was at the Thundercat show that you were supposed to come to, but you know
I know I'm sorry
in a committed relationship, so
guys I'm sorry,
if you didn't know, Auden is in fact in a committed relationship.
It's a drag.
But before playing I Love Lewis Cole, which is a Thundercat song, Thundercat launched into probably a 5-6 minute conversation about how much he loves Lewis Cole. And I'm sitting there, and then Lewis Cole music is playing in my head, and I'm like, wow, I kind of wish I was at a Lewis Cole concert instead.
You know what? It's not even a Lewis Cole concert. I wish I was just, like, sort of near the room where he was recording this stuff.
I just
like,
I want to just chat with him and pick his brain. And
yeah, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? I don't know.
Sadly, I don't have a Lewis Cole song queued up, and I am frankly taking the opportunity to play as much explicit music as I can while I am able to. So probably on the polar end of Lewis Cole, we're going to listen to some Kid Cudi, which no disrespect to Scott, but a little simpler.
Yeah.
A little simpler than Lewis Cole stuff. But Kid Cudi will always have a special place in my heart, regardless of how pretentious my music taste seems to continue to be getting. Kid Cudi will always be there. And this is one of my favorite songs, off my Wrapped. Apparently I listened to this a bunch, which I'm not really doubting. This is Ashton Kutcher off of Hot Take, my favorite Kid Cudi album, Man on the Moon 2. You heard it here first. Live on air, I just admitted to that. So,
oh boy.
Ashton Kutcher, let's get into it.
First things first, been ripping, get it in cutter. Niggas know the name is none other. I know you know me, the 00 rapper. Two-stepper, gun, total nana, smoke cusher. I know you loving how I do it when I switch up the lasagne. Skinny niggy diggy in your city getting changed. Like I'm Carmelo, meet me in the Bizane. Yamming on you sucking niggas, yamming on these hoes. Roll switches in the whip, but dipping so quick as male. Whiskey motherfucker, we up in this bitch. Hoes love cooter, smooth duder, couteau. I'm climbing. And I know why. Y'all know I keep it funky, motherfucker. Better get it right, get it right. Better get it right, get it right. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, and I'll be rocking along, zoning in, moving along, zoning in. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, hey, doing what I want, no need to front. Skinny and tatted the fuck up. They pass me the blunt, baby, get up. We in this bitch laxin'. Know the game, he in the crowd macking, all up the dome, no need to pin it, friend. Me and my nigga be getting ends again. Told my man playing bad dog ever since day one. We gon' get it poppin', that's what I'm in for. If you know me, man, I don't really worry about a nigga tryna judge. Who are you? Judy, girl, shake a feather, do your thing till you feel right. I know you know the name, the team, we take a fizz out. Y'all know I keep it funky, motherfucker. Better get it right, get it right. Better get it right, get it right. Ooh. We all in together now, yeah. All in together, all, baby, get the all in together now. Doing what I need, hate to rhyme, okay. How many times must I tell them we don't care what people say? Even if I do something unruly, I'd be like, fucking nigga, I was probably zooted. Off top, honestly, the cushion goose combination, hard for G. Find my own rhythm while I'm looking through my Viennas. Everybody could talk that shit until they see him, then they yawn on my ball sack. Word, then I bounce and they saying I'm absurd. Your whole jive ass nigga, look around. Hey, we be around, fam, I'm in the cloud. Y'all know I keep it funky, motherfucker. Better get it right, get it right. Better get it right, get it right. Ooh. Get it right, ooh, 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 yeah, ooh, 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 ooh.
breaking news, everybody, because I have not been checking New Music Friday. SZA dropped a single.
Oh man. This is just gonna throw chaos onto the entirety of society.
Just wait, that album drop is actually gonna throw
chaos. I'm scared.
People are gonna get too confident once that album drops, so I'm gonna say that SZA has a strange power over people. It definitely makes sense. I mean, I'm listening to SZA, and I'm just like,
yeah.
No, yeah, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
I love Control so much. I got it on vinyl over the summer, and then I was just spinning it constantly, and it's just like, I don't know, it hasn't left my mind since.
It's just one of those albums, like, you know, like, there's just nothing you can say about it to, like, reduce its... like almost perfection, right?
Yeah,
like,
just, also I weird amount of SZA gatekeepers.
I don't understand it either. Mainstream.
I know it,
she's
but like
entirely
there's
mainstream.
somebody told me, I'll never forget this, SZA is not for you.
No, she's for me.
I'm like, sorry, I was never claiming me. That I was her target audience, but also I am her target audience.
Like I am like, this is, it's for me.
Gotta go back and force Andres to listen to that, you know, get that Drain Gang out of his brain.
Oh, Jesus, he's
just brainwashed. I just gotta say right now, I'm not anti very many things, at least very many, like, you know, musical art type movements.
Right.
I'm anti Drain Gang, stamping it right here.
You know, I'm not gonna make the same, you know, hefty claim, but never listen to that. Just please.
Listen, if you're going to listen to anything, even Drain Gang adjacent, just listen to Young Lean. Young Lean's incredible. Papa Lean is...
he's Papa.
He wouldn't... The Blade wouldn't exist. Echo 2K wouldn't exist without Young Lean. And Young Lean's just better than anything they could do. I'm angering, like, an entire fan. I'm going to get doxxed after this.
I hope you do. And then appeal it.
appeal the dox.
In the Spotify courts.
I hope you know you're roped into this too.
Oh God, I'm a witness. I'm only a witness. Don't worry, I'm not the defendant.
I would say accomplice more than witness.
All right, don't charge me with conspiracy right now. Okay, it's 2 a.m.
I can't imagine what Fiona was thinking when you were on the phone with her and she was just listening to Blade in the back.
You know what? Just don't. Certain things you can't question. You have to realize the extraordinary circumstances that sometimes come up.
And you know what? The extraordinary circumstances of a drainer being from South Carolina, I think, is more than...
You know, it's worth it. And the, like, philosophy major daughter, that was ridiculous.
How... And, you know, listening at 1 a.m. of all things, you know, he must be a really big...
From South Carolina.
He must be a really big supporter of Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh,
I mean, I am.
We didn't have a Giving Tuesday, but I'm actually going to, like, drop my Venmo... like, on my bio for my DJ. So, like, if you're feeling generous, you know, if you want to support Tufts Freeform Radio.
Like giving straight to me.
Exactly. Right. You know, giving to the people who provide,
like,
you with the good music.
My foundation, that is my Chase debit card.
You ever see the Festivus episode of Seinfeld?
No. But shout out Ben Lattice. He's been grinding Seinfeld recently.
I've been grinding Seinfeld recently, too. And I can say with full support that if the Festivus episode, George... doesn't want to give out Christmas presents to his office, so he gives out cards saying a donation has been made in your name to the Human Fund.
And it's just him.
And the Human Fund doesn't exist. No money went anywhere. And then his boss gives him a check for $20,000 and says, I have to give money to a charity. Give this to the Human Fund.
Perfect.
And yeah, and then that boss gets roped in to come into Festivus, you know, airing of the grievances, feats of strength.
Airing of the grievances. That's one of my favorite phases.
I'm telling you, that needs to be a staple at every family gathering. If we could just air our grievances in, like,
I've
a time that was dedicated to it.
My family for the past 2 years.
I mean, beginning of Passover every year, my dad goes, all right, time for the airing of the grievances.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just be, like, walking down the street, my mom's like, air your grievances, and I'm like, you know, my pinky toe on my left foot kind of hurts. Like, I don't know why. It's probably not a big deal, but I'm just going to air my grievance.
I mean, I get a little more intense with it. It's meant to be airing the grievances with the family. But then that's what the feats of strength are for. Because I can have all the problems in the world that I want with my dad, but if I can beat him in a wrestling match after, it's all forgiven.
All
it's all forgiven.
Pure strength.
Pure strength.
Gladiator type strength.
You know, why have a Christmas tree in your house when you can have an aluminum pole?
That's a little sus, but... we'll move on.
Trust me, I'll bring you. We'll do Festivus, and then you'll understand that I am not being sus in the slightest.
No. Okay.
Also, shout out George's wife from dying by licking stamps, mailing out their wedding invitations.
Yeah, no, that's huge effort. Huge effort.
If you don't understand any of the references that I'm making, go watch Seinfeld. Seinfeld's universally one of the funniest things ever made. Curb is funnier, though. I'm just kidding.
Curb never misses. It's 2021, and Curb still doesn't miss.
I just don't know how Larry David figures it out. Woody Harrelson is playing like a vegan socialist in the newest season.
With his cow?
Yeah, with his cow. Yes, it's so good.
It's so funny.
And Seth Rogen's in it, too, as like a semi-main character.
Why not? Right, like you're Larry David, just get Seth Rogen on your show because that's what you do.
It becomes so much funnier because there are people I can name off the top of my head who live in my town that fit the Larry David archetype, like
and the house too. I'm sure you have lots of those houses next to
you. Oh my god, except none of them wrote Seinfeld, so none of them get a free pass. Yeah. Most of them are, you know, earn their money in some bad ways. Not going to get into that right now.
Not on 91.5. That's free from
radio. I mean, if we had more than 4 minutes, I might consider it. But, you know, we only have 4 minutes. So, you know what?
We'll give the people what they want.
We're going to give the people what they want. I'm going to be the first one to log this SZA song.
Because that's what everyone wants.
Because that's what everybody wants. This is I Hate You by SZA. God, I have high expectations for this track. Very high expectations for this track.
You guys, no idea what's coming.
I'm completely blind. I don't know. I wonder if this is one of the. She put out a bunch of singles on SoundCloud under like fake accounts. Yeah. And I don't know if this might be one of them, but I didn't really listen to them.
Maybe it's the fleshed out version.
All right, I don't hate all of you. I love all of you except for Drain Gang. But this is "I Hate You" by SZA.
I be so sick of you niggas, y'all contradicting. I be so bored myself, can you come and fuck me? I feel so ordinary, seven, you around me. Treat me like corduroy, wear me out. Arguments, you air me out. Tripping about your whereabouts. I can't keep no conflict with you, boy, can we just rub it out? I don't want no savvy with you, you know you my plug. And I can't shake this habit, no. I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. Wish it was different than what it was. Oh, yeah. Up and down, baby. Lost in the line of us. Lost ain't no finding us. Up and down, baby. And if you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. If you wanted if I hate you,
fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. Used to be too solid till you scramble me. Used to be your rider, you mishandle me. Used to be non-violent till you ambush me. Now I'm at your violent with you. Now I'm at your silent treatment. That mean no permission. Missionary getting boring, can you switch positions? Hard to say your soul, you don't ever listen, no, no.
I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Oh, yeah. I've been out, baby. Lost in the line of us. Lost ain't no finding us. I've been out, baby.
If you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make it feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you,
fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.